Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Rambam Avram Goldar and today Maseches Ksubos Daf Ram Gimel, the third parak El Na'aros. The Zichu Maseches Ksubos program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hakazachas Torah. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. Rabbi Elazar says, "Aiding zol mean pay the money and do not receive malkas mishum de labnei hasranin because they're not subject to receiving warning before they commit their transgression." Rashi explains that we do not subject someone to a physical punishment if they have not been warned. Rav explained, if we warn them a day or an hour before they testify, they'll say, we forgot the warning. If we warn them right before they testify, they'll withdraw and not testify. Rashi explains that they'll say, if you suspect us, why should we testify at all? If we warn them after they testify, then it's too late. Rashi explains that they cannot retract their testimony. Abai objected to this and said they should be warned after they testify, within the time it takes to make a greeting. A statement is not considered completed until after the time to make a greeting elapses. Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Ika also objected and suggested they should be warned beforehand and then hinted to at the time of giving the testimony. Rashi explains that the gentle hint will not provoke them not to testify. Abai then retracted his position and explained why Eidim Zomim should not require a warning. Point number two, when Rav Shisha b'Rei Rav Ida brings a source at a chovah b'chavero, one who wounds another pays money and does not receive malchus, he mentions the rule, musu adavar hachamur havi musu adavar hakal. One who is warned for a severe matter is considered warned for a lighter matter. For example, if someone was warned that striking and killing someone would result in the death penalty, he's considered warned that striking and wounding his opponent would subject him to malchus. Rav Ashi objected to this and asked, on what basis do we assume this rule? And even if one does follow this rule, on what basis do you consider the death penalty more severe than lashes? Perhaps lashes are more severe, as Rav said. Imali nagdua l'chananya mishael v'zarya pachu l'tzama. Had they whipped Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, they would have worshipped the statue. This implies the lashes are more severe since they did not bow when they were threatened with their lives. Rav Sama b'Rei Rav Asi, or possibly b'Rei Rav Ashi, he said to Rav Ashi, "V'oshani l'cha ben ha'kal she'esh l'kitzvah l'ha'kal she'en l'kitzvah. Is there no difference between a beating that has a limit to one that does not? Malkus administered by Beis Din have a limit and certainly are less severe than death." And point number three, Reish Lakish attempts to resolve the discrepancy between our Mishnah that says one pays a fine when violating a sister, and the Mishnah Makos that says he gets lashed by saying the Tana is Rabbi Meir who holds Loku Umishalom, one gets lashed and pays for the same transgression. The Gemara challenges this, for if the Tana is Rabbi Meir, then our Mishnah should have included the case of one who violates his daughter as one who pays a fine, even though it's a capital case. For Rabbi Meir holds Mesa Mishalom, someone receives a death penalty and pays, as evident from a brice where Rabbi Meir says, the one who steals an ox or sheep and shechted it on Shabbos pays four or five times, even though he also gets the death penalty. The Gemara answers the brice is dealing with the case of Betoveya Chal Yidei Acher. It was shechted through another person. Rav explains that even though we hold Ein Shalich Dvar Aver, there is no Shalich for a transgression. In this case, the Torah states, Utvachu Mecharo, and shechs it or sells it. Just as the thief brings about the sale by involving another person, referring to a buyer, so too he's chayv when the shechting is through another person. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rabbi Elazar says, Aidim Zomim pay the money and do not receive malkas, mishum de labnei hasranin, because they're not subject to receiving warning before they commit their transgression. Rashi explains that we do not subject someone to a physical punishment if they have not been warned. Rav explained, if we warn them a day or an hour before they testify, they'll say, we forgot the warning. If we warn them right before they testify, they'll withdraw and not testify. Rashi explains that they'll say, if you suspect us, why should we testify at all? If we warn them after they testify, then it's too late. Rashi explains that they cannot retract their testimony. Abai objected to this and said they should be warned after they testify, within the time it takes to make a greeting. A statement is not considered completed until after the time to make a greeting elapses. Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Ika also objected and suggested they should be warned beforehand and then hinted to at the time of giving the testimony. Rashi explains that the gentle hint will not provoke them not to testify. Abai then retracted his position and explained why Eidim Zomim should not require a warning. Point number two, when Rav Shisha b'Rei Rav Ida brings a source at a chovah b'chavero, one who wounds another pays money and does not receive malchus, he mentions the rule, musu adavar hachamur havi musu adavar hakal. One who is warned for a severe matter is considered warned for a lighter matter. For example, if someone was warned that striking and killing someone would result in the death penalty, he's considered warned that striking and wounding his opponent would subject him to malchus. Rav Ashi objected to this and asked, on what basis do we assume this rule? And even if one does follow this rule, on what basis do you consider the death penalty more severe than lashes? Perhaps lashes are more severe, as Rav said. Imali nagdua l'chananya mishael v'zariah pachu l'tzama. Had they whipped Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, they would have worshipped the statue. This implies the lashes are more severe since they did not bow when they were threatened with their lives. Rav Sama b'Rei Rav Asi, or possibly b'Rei Rav Ashi, he said to Rav Ashi, Is there no difference between a beating that has a limit to one that does not? Malchus administered by Basin have a limit and certainly are less severe than death. And point number three, Reish Lakish attempts to resolve the discrepancy between our Mishnah that says one pays a fine when violating a sister, and the Mishnah Malchus that says he gets lashed by saying the Tana is Rabbi Meir who holds Lok U'Mishalom, one gets lashed and pays for the same transgression. The Gemara challenges this, for if the Tana is Rabbi Meir, then our Mishnah should have included the case of one who violates his daughter as one who pays a fine, even though it's a capital case. For Rabbi Meir holds Mesa Mishalom, someone receives a death penalty and pays, as evident from a brice where Rabbi Meir says, the one who steals an ox or sheep and shechted it on Shabbos pays four or five times, even though he also gets the death penalty. The Gemara answers the brice is dealing with the case of Betoveya Chal Yidei Acher. It was shechted through another person. Rav explains that even though we hold Ein Shalich Dvar Aver, there is no Shalich for a transgression. In this case, the Torah states, Utvachu Mecharo, and shechs it or sells it. Just as the thief brings about the sale by involving another person, referring to a buyer, so too he's chayv when the shechting is through another person. Alright, so now we go to Siman Daf Lamed Gimel, and our standard Siman is related to a leg, but we use a peg-leg pirate to make it a little more distinct. A peg-leg pirate. So here goes. The peg-leg pirate who was agitated because he couldn't give asra to the Edim Zomamim became livid when they laughed off his lashes warning because it was less severe than death. And then one ran off and stole his pirate sheep and had his friend shacked it on Shabbos. Once again, in slow motion. The peg-leg pirate, that must have been learned off Lamed Gimel. The peg-leg pirate who was agitated because he couldn't give asra to the Edim Zomamim, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar says the Edim Zomim pay money and do not receive malchus, mishum de rabbeni hasranin, because they're not subject to receiving warning before they commit their transgression. Rashi explains, we do not subject someone to a physical punishment if they have not been warned. Rava clarifies why they can't give asra to them a day or an hour before they testify, or right before they testify, or right after they testify. So the peg-leg pirate who was agitated because he couldn't give asra to the Edim Zomamim became livid when they laughed off his lashes warning because it was less severe than death, which reminds us, when Rav Shisha Braid Rav Edi brings a source that a chovah b'chaverah, one who wounds another pays money and does not receive malchus, he mentions the rule, musra l'davar ha-chamur having musra l'davar ha-kal. One who is warned for a severe matter is considered warned for a lighter matter. For example, if someone was warned that striking and killing someone would result in the death penalty, he's considered warned that striking and wounding his opponent would subject him to lashes. So the peg-leg pirate who was agitated because he couldn't give hasra to the Edim Zomamim became livid when they laughed off his lashes warning because it was less severe than death. And then one ran off and stole his pirate sheep and had his friend shecht it on Shabbos. Which reminds us what Meir says, that one who steals an ox or sheep and shechted it on Shabbos pays four or five times, even though he also gets the death penalty. The Gemara explains that the Brice is dealing with the case of Botaveach al Yedei Acher. It was shechted through another person. Rava clarifies that even though we hold Ein Shaliach Dvar Avera, there's no Shaliach for a transgression. In this case, the Torah states, Utvachu Macharo, and shechs it or sells it. Just as the thief is chayv when he brings about the sale by involving another person, referring to a buyer, so too he is chayv when the shechting is through another person. So once again, the peg-leg pirate who was agitated because he couldn't give asra to the Edim Zomamim became livid when they laughed off his lashes warning because it was less severe than death. And then one ran off and stole his pirate sheep and had his friend shecht it on Shabbos. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.